Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, you know it's close, man. There's no question about it. It is. It's getting to that time. I don't know. You know, this Thanksgiving tomorrow, and got a lot of games, a lot to be thankful for, and hopefully everybody out there is doing okay today and going to have a little extra time off here. This is it for the week for us. We're done. Got a few days off here. And then, man, next week it's off to California for me for a couple of weeks for the Dolphins two West Coast games, starting with the 49ers and working their way down to the Chargers, coming home for a couple of days, and then heading to the Buffalo Bills. And we're going to know a lot more about the Miami Dolphins at that point. But saying all that, as we say, almost a happy Thanksgiving, and Zach getting into everything this morning here, you still have a game that you just can't overlook. And they're 1-8-1. The Texans are coming to town. Yes, they're the worst team in football. That's what their record says. 1-8-1 is really bad.
Yeah, it is.
They got one tie, and they've got five games with one score losses. So what I'm saying is they're gonna take chances. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to go for it and try to ruin somebody's season, and they've come up short. Again, they've lost by 7-3, 7-7, and 8, and a tie. Just to give you an idea, when everybody says, oh, they suck, everybody can crush them. Meanwhile, I'm saying that, and the Dolphins are like a 12 or 13-point favorite.
I can't remember the last right time now. The Dolphins were that big of a favorite over any team.
Might have been against them when they first came out, and they beat us down here as a new
the
team.
The home opener a couple years and years ago, right?
So it's just a reminder, you're three or four turnovers away from losing to anybody just about in this league. So, hey, listen, they got to focus coming back today and get ready because, yes, everybody's going to be talking about the game that's coming up after that and it against the San Francisco 49ers. And a lot of people think that is one of the best two, three, four teams in football. You've got them on the road. And so, yeah, you got a tough little stretch of road games coming up here. And not only going to the West Coast, we got to hit the cold weather a little bit here late in the season as well. So you get an idea what you look like and how for real of a team you are at 7-3 and a chance to go to 8-3. Really good chance to go to 8-3. But I always do worry about this, and Kim Bocamper will join us later. I remember games late in the year we played against bad teams, and it was a dogfight. And it was at halftime being down. I remember some of the nastiest, meanest speeches I've ever heard by a head coach. I remember a couple of teammates coming to our meeting the night before. We played a really bad team, and we had some guys that were hammered to the point Shula had them leave the meeting. One guy puked, leaving the meeting in the hallway. I thought it was funny at the time. But Shula didn't think it was funny.
Oh, no. I can imagine.
We had another guy that was pretty liquored up, and plays are running, and he kept saying, well, that's not going to work. And Shula goes, we're going to do this tomorrow. He goes, that won't work.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, anyway, at halftime the next day, sure enough, man, we're in a dogfight against this really bad team. on the road, and he's letting guys have it. I mean, he is. If we lose to this crappy team, because you and now you got nothing to say because alcohol
right.
at the team meeting on Saturday night, you know, guys went out and maybe instead of having a beer or two, said we're playing this crappy team. Anyway, we pulled it out at the very end of the game, and it was a good thing because he let it go. So that, you know, stuff that sticks in your mind when you're getting ready to play these games. And by the way, you don't have to remind the Dolphins. You can just go through every season. Jacksonville last
right,
year.
Right.
And we can probably keep going back on one game we let slip away to find out that that team wasn't very good. And we play a crappy game against them, and they end up beating you. So, anyway, wanted to bring that up, and I'm not giving you names on the players, and I remember both of them.
Right.
I won't do it. That would
definitely – puked. That's it.
Well, he's a really good football player, and they went to ask him a question, and they said his name, and he said his name, and he said, hey, so I can't even say because then he'll cut it down.
Right.
And they looked back at him. And he was out.
Mm.
And he wasn't out from being tired. He was out. He was out from being out.
Right.
Out too long. And so, yeah, it was bad and had to carry him. And on the way, he didn't make it.
And how do you get the footballs to question Shula in the meeting about strategy and what's going to go on? Like, these two stories are crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Just because of all the things you say about Shula and every player that we have on. Former player that was in a Shula locker room.
I feared Don Shula for 7.5 years. I feared him every day.
You never had the footballs to say, hey, coach, I don't think that's going to work, huh?
I didn't say a word. If he would have said, this is why we're doing it, you just don't ask any questions, just do it, I would have, you know, it was being responsible. And those guys had to get up early in the morning. They had – coaches say, hey, coach, make sure when you get up in the morning, he wants to see you at 7 o'clock before we have team breakfast. He wants to see you. And you don't know if it's we're going to suspend you for the game or but they got blasted.
Sure.
They got blasted for alcohol behavior. And so it was pretty bad. I saw the other day, too, one of the teams – had a bunch of guys, I don't know whose team it was, one of the NFL teams, I just saw the story last night, drinking on the plane, which I guess is a no-no in the NFL,
right.
Which I didn't know.
Not
did you know?
The team plane. I know, I saw it in the article the next day.
Yeah, so I saw that.
You talking about the coach that got the DUI?
No, I don't know if it was from that, but they were talking about guys drinking. And
Washington. I think it was Washington.
It was Washington.
Right, that's what it was. And Rivera said at that point he did the discipline on the team. We took care of everything instead of having like a NFL investigation about it. Tennessee, though, if they were drinking on the plane and that coach got off and got a DUI, that's a much bigger
Well, they're
problem.
Not giving them the booze, right. And you can't
stop
guys.
Still, though. Come on, the guy got a DUI at 4 in the morning.
And coming off the plane, remember, we saw the arrest
That's
report,
about the
right.
time you come back from Thursday Night Football.
That's exactly what I said to Joe.
So I'm just telling you, they don't give – I'm speaking on behalf of everybody in the NFL. They don't give you booze on the planes like they used to. They used to give us unlimited beers. Ice cold, and by the way, iced up in packs of two, and you grab two or three of them, according to how long the trip was, before you jumped into your poker
right,
game.
Right.
And
well, this is a lot different. Guy,
and so now,
DUI.
And I know why, because of DUIs.
Right.
And,
yeah, but can't they bring whatever they want, though?
Well, theory. That's what I'm saying. You can't stop
right?
somebody.
Like on a charter flight, you can bring whatever. Like I, right. the charter
somebody,
I went on, as long as you didn't have a gun or a bomb, you were pretty much,
right.
I think you were good.
No. You can. So you can't stop, and the players don't go to the back of the plane and go, all right, hey, what's in your cup? So those guys stay up in these big, and they treat them. Our guys, I got to tell you something, win or lose, that plane, the Dolphins plane, it's the most mature plane I've ever seen for a young team. I've never seen anything like it. I sit in the back as an old guy, knowing how immature our plane was. It was Wild West, our plane. Lady would go, can you guys stop your poker game because we're getting ready to take off? And they go, lady, go sit down and shut up. We're playing. We're in a big game and you're friggin' don't worry, we'll be fine.
Mm.
These guys.
Not very nice.
So these guys, they're unbelievable. I was like, they just won a big game on the road, came from behind, and I was like, look at these guys. It's a mature group. Like, I know Mike McDaniels, it's a huge plane, but they're really, it's a mature team. You know, they have different tiers by where guys are. It makes no sense because different guys are young guys and old guys, and they sit. And every seat's great now, by the way. The planes are phenomenal. But it was just mature. Little card games, but nothing loud, nothing
like you guys, right?
Nobody jumping up and down. You're not going, oh, that guy can't handle his nothing. Just really mature guys. And I was like, this tells you a lot about, man, it's none of my business because we're to be seen and not heard in the back of the plane. But, man, I like to tell coach, like, hey, coach, not for nothing, but your guys act like they've been there. And we got to win, but no big deal. We want to do a lot more than just win. So, yeah, but you can't stop guys. They want to grab a bottle and stick it in, and they're going to have a few drinks going and ask the people that serve you, hey, give me a little ice, please. I mean, you can't stop them. But, boy, don't get caught. Yeah, that stopped many, many years ago.
That coach, man, I can only understand. I can only imagine what the rules are going to be now or going forward or what the NFL is going to try to do now about those planes and everything just to make sure. They're going to have to do something.
They don't want to be responsible for somebody going home and not the DUI as much as a car accident where somebody gets killed and all that. And they go, where'd you get the booze? And the guy goes, I drank the whole way home from this game we won last night.
The crazy thing about the Titans guy getting caught is that they just sentenced the other kid, the Andy Reid kid.
Right. Andy Reid just
they just finished that.
Brett Reid, is that, yeah, I think he
Brett.
Just
Brett, yeah, they just finished that. So it's like, how stupid can you be?
Well, listen, speaking of that, if you don't mind, I'm going to do a lot of drinking tomorrow for Thanksgiving. I'm just warning you now.
You drink on Thanksgiving?
What?
You don't have anything to drink on Thanksgiving?
I, to be honest, don't find Thanksgiving to be a drinking holiday because
work the next day. Of course
I understand, but like
it's cold beer.
It takes away from the amount of food you can eat.
So
it kind of screws you up. So like I was thinking maybe you go gummy bear and it just increases your appetite.
No.
Maybe Thanksgiving will change tomorrow.
Get you a little loopy.
Need to be loopy? You think I need to be loopy?
It makes Thanksgiving a little more pleasant.
We got a lot of stuff coming up here in the show this morning to get ready to go and jumping and lot of stuff to get to. By the way, last night I'm watching the basketball game. I fall asleep to the Nets at the 76ers, and I'm watching Barkley and those guys going, the Nets ought to win by 30 tonight. No Embiid, no Harden, no Maxey. 76 points out of their lineup last night. They're playing with all their backups. The Nets got everybody back. The Ben Simmons, Boo Birds, and you suck, and you're a, you know, and all the stuff they say to him. Kyrie's back. 76ers won that game by 9. It's just...
What was it, spreading that at tip off?
I just, jeez. Like, the 76ers beat them with a bunch of guys that you wouldn't expect to happen. And and then after the game I see KD goes, everybody hates us, nobody likes Kyrie, nobody likes Ben, and nobody likes me. And I went, he's pretty accurate as far as three guys that a lot of people don't like.
Right. I like Nick Friedell, who spoke to all the guys last night. We've had him on before from ESPN. Literally said there was four different ways to look at this game. He interviewed Simmons, he interviewed Kyrie, KD, and the coach, and everyone was on a different page.
Yeah.
Kyrie came in and said, I don't know what's wrong with the defense. I've just been back for two games. Simmons goes, well, you know, I'm just getting acclimated back into the lineup and feeling better.
And
about
KD
it.
Said, I got to score 100 points every night or we lose.
And then the coach goes, we just don't play good defense.
I don't
for
feel
KD.
Why would I feel bad for any
know.
Of those guys?
I feel a little bad for Kevin Durant because I don't think Kevin Durant is like a mean-spirited guy. I just think he's kind of like.
He can play on my team any day.
Yeah. I just don't think he's a mean-spirited guy, but he's been in just a bad situation.
But he put himself in him.
Beginning. I know,
he jumped
I know.
In bed with Kyrie
he did
Irving.
That.
Nobody to blame. He and Kyrie decided we're going to put a big two together. And we're going to add pieces.
But
where do you want to go, my friend? Brooklyn,
fairness,
let's go.
In fairness, you know, he didn't know that Kyrie was going to take up all the causes that he's taken up over the years. What have his causes been so far?
You got to get to know your friends, right, before you go to break.
He's anti-vax. He's the voice of the voiceless. He's anti-Jew. Like, he's got so many great causes that he's championing here.
Kevin Durant wanted a dance partner, and he got one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
He just didn't realize what he was
getting.
Like,
I almost
that, you know?
Feel bad for Kevin Durant.
I don't
and by
feel
the
bad
way,
for
like, imagine being stuck with that mutant on road trips, Kyrie Irving. Like, you got to listen to that guy's nonsense. Imagine sitting and having to listen to that guy speak for an extended period of time.
I think those guys block him out when he gets into causes. Yeah, when he starts on the cause stuff, I think a lot of guys going...
He may be the dumbest person with a platform that we have outside of Kanye West.
There's a lot of...
Yeah.
There's a long list of guys that decided they want to be well-rounded.
You feel bad for Kyrie? How about the fact they traded for Ben Simmons? They thought they were going to get a good player.
Oh, no. I feel bad for Kevin Durant.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Hope Kyrie
Durant
gets
also
everything. I hope Kyrie gets everything that comes his way.
Well,
hey, let's do this. Let's jump to break here real quickly. We got a lot of stuff. I can tell you guys are all fired up and ready to go this morning. A lot more stuff to get to here with a lot of great games. By the way, Thanksgiving and the NFL, my God, they might have just given us 12 hours of what could be some really, really good football tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that. Friday doesn't look bad either. Friday doesn't look bad. We'll talk about all the events coming up, plus the Dolphins getting set to take on the Texans. And we've got some scary, scary-looking numbers that I hope the Dolphins don't get a chance to look at. We'll be right back. All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, and happy Wednesday to everybody. College football playoff poll came out last night. No surprise at the top four. Couple of close ones, though. Two last-second, no-time-left field goals for TCU and Michigan to stay undefeated, but here's how it looks, and it should be. Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU, and of course, everybody probably knows and looking forward to seeing it myself, Ohio State and Michigan will play 2 versus 3. LSU with 2 losses is number 5. They've got the Georgia-LSU game for the SEC championship. I'm guessing they're going to beat Texas A&M. They've struggled. Number 6 is USC. And USC still's got a really good chance to get into the Final Four. For the first time, by the way. First time since we've had the 14 playoff, USC would be in. But they're at 6, and they've got Notre Dame and then the Pac-10 or 12, whatever it is now, championship game.
Notre Dame plays spoiler this weekend.
So can Notre Dame do what they did to Clemson, beat the crap out of them, or do they – USC wins, but USC sitting there with 1 loss, and if they win their next 2 games, a lot of people think they could jump over LSU, and they could get into this thing. So, listen, it's going to be fun. The one great thing about college football, every game matters, and you may disagree when you get down to the end here, and we'll see if which of these teams can stay undefeated and who's gonna screw it up here late in the season, and then these conference championship games as well. But, man, this is what makes college football so great. You got 12 games. You got a 13th game for the conference championship. And then you find out where you stand. Every game counts. You lose two, you're probably out, although LSU's got a chance right now.
Sneak in there.
Because they've got some real good wins. But for the most part, right from the start of the season, like if you get blown out in the first game of the season, say Ohio State pounds Oregon, there's a good chance if you get beat badly enough, no matter what you do, you can't get back up into the top four. So every game counts, even more than the NFL. Like 17 games, you're all right, we're back, we're two back, but we still got a chance. With only four teams, you don't have a chance, and it just puts a lot more on the schedule. I happen to like it. I think it adds a lot to these games, not to mention the game Friday. FSU, never thought I'd be telling you right now that FSU's the best team in the state right now. Right. And we'll find out what happens. They've got Florida. FSU is favored by 9.5 points. Mm-hmm. That surprised me. I thought that would be a lot closer.
Florida State's 16 in the country.
Florida is 6-5 on the season, coming off struggling. A really crummy loss in their last game.
Vanderbilt used to be the homecoming game, like the Gator Growl game. You'd see that on the schedule in the beginning of the year when you were a student there and you knew, all right, we'll be done by halftime. It'll be 44-0.
Get back to fraternities and start drinking. Yeah.
Right. How about the Ohio State Michigan game starts at noon?
Yeah, great.
Wow, I mean, that's amazing. I love that.
That is that's
not good for tailgating, but great for us.
So we've got a lot of good college stuff. Of course, Pitt Panthers come to town to take on the Canes, who trying to get bowl eligible and see if they can get a 6 win. And Panthers come in 6.5-point favorite for that one. And then the Dolphins and the Texans on Sunday, 1-8-1. The Dolphins are a 13-point favorite. I can't remember the last time that we had a team favored by this much. I do know the numbers for the Texans are bad. They've got the 32nd ranked offense, dead last. They score under 16 points a game. Their total defense is 31st. And the one that really stands out, and if I'm Mostert and Wilson and the running game, the run defense right now for the Texans, these are numbers, 178 yards a game. We've got some teams giving up more than 5 yards a carry, which is a lot. I mean, you can do the math on every two carries a first down. 178 yards a game, dead last in the NFL. And, of course, the Dolphins coming off a game where they ran for almost 200 yards against the Browns. This may be – now, you hate to say it because when they put that game plan together defensively and what the Texans are going to try to do, you got to start with the two guys at wide receiver before you get to the running game. You just do. You got to start when you go in there and they have that one coach who comes in and gives a scouting report and breaks down all the players and their numbers and – who we think we can attack, and it was always fun, and guy would stand up there, and this is what we want to get accomplished. This is a guy we feel is a weak link of their defense and all that stuff. It starts with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle every week. It does.
It has to.
But, man, I got to tell you, the Texans know there's no secret when you're 10 games into a season and you're giving up 178 yards a game that you got to attack. Everybody, listen, they can't stop the run. All right, guys, get a lot of rest Saturday night. Make sure you get a little rest over the week. Keep those legs fresh because, man, we are going to give the San Francisco treat. We are going to give both those guys a lot of carries, Mostert and Wilson this week. By the way, Wilson comes in now with a combination of San Francisco yards and the yards he has in his two games here. 638 yards. They all count, whether you're in NFC or AFC, and a 5.4 average.
I love that.
What a great pickup. Great pickup. Great trade at the trade deadline. Kind of the guy who was like the extra guy right after the Bradley Chubb, and everybody kind of made a big deal about that and didn't talk about Wilson, who was just such a good natural fit because he knows the system. He knows where this thing's supposed to open. He knows when he start. And I always felt like Chase Edmonds never got it. Never really, like, there wasn't a natural instinct to it that said he wasn't raised in it. Like these two guys, Mostert and Wilson, they were raised in this. And how lucky are they to leave one program and the coordinator of that program leaves, right, or franchise leaves, comes here and they're going, oh, man, this is great. Because those two both know how to cut back and find open lanes.
And they can catch the ball, too.
And they catch the rock.
Yeah, that was a little problem with Chase Edmonds for a little while.
Chase did have a problem with the drops.
Big
now,
drops.
Now he's got a problem staying healthy, too, on top of everything else. Hey, we got to go to break, but Thanksgiving Thursday. Listen, through the years, I mean, it doesn't affect anything. You're walking by family and saying hello, but you're keeping an eye on the games to see, and then you come back in and you check on it, or you're just sitting there watching it hardcore. But we potentially, especially if you're a Dolphins fan, up with us at 6:33 in the morning, the Bills at Detroit. I don't think it's going to be an easy game. I think Lions can score against anybody. They got a big, strong offensive line, and now the defense, all bets are off, but this could be a really fun, close game, high-scoring game. The Giants at the Cowboys looks good on paper, right, although the Giants could get exposed in Dallas after what Dallas just did to Minnesota. And then the other game, I think Patriots and Vikings going to be a close game. I think Pats go in there and play that 8:20 game. But anyway, the NFL, who owns Thanksgiving, they might as well just put a stamp on it. It's our day. The rest of you take off. And go enjoy your time with your family, 12:30, 4:30, and 8:20. And so you've got football from 12:30 right to damn near midnight. Right. You're going to have games going on. So
surprised the NBA didn't try to jump in on the Thanksgiving stuff since the NFL jumped in on their day.
They lose. Why would they do that?
I don't know. I mean, just to put something
just
on
put somebody
there.
On there to get smashed.
Maybe put a nice matchup in the middle of the day somewhere somehow.
Where do you do it? Against the NFL?
I don't know. I'm just surprised they've never tried it.
Honestly, I used to like...
No, it's the other way around, man. Like, the NFL can do what they want.
Right,
the
right.
NBA, like, why
they
would they
did. They
game?
Jumped out on Christmas Day and
took
Christmas
their Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can take whatever day they want because it's a better product. Yeah.
Took their Christmas. And by the way, the other problem they have right now, and we'll come back and talk about this, this Heat team is banged up. And by the way, they're going to be banged up for this Wednesday Friday series with the Wizards, and Jimmy is still out. No Duncan. Tyler Hero is questionable. He's missed 8 games already. I mean, you go to watch a game, and last night's a great example, even though 76ers win that game. You show up for that game, and Embiid, Harden, and Max are all injured. Now, they're all, I mean, they got foot injuries, but all these guys are hurt. And then I heard Tyler Hero's comments, like, they were asking him. He was doing a nice fundraiser, a Thanksgiving charity event for families, and those guys are great about it with the Heat, great about it. So are all the teams. And he says, yeah, man, I just don't want to rush back because, you know, it's a long season. And that's how they look at it. Hmm. Like, you missed 8 games. He goes, yeah, but I mean, it's better. It's a lot better, but it's not 100%. And the last thing I want to do is get hurt again because it's a long season. And that's the problem you have. You know, we talked about this last year, about how many guys in the NBA played 60 games.
Right. I remember you saying that, right.
23 games, man. And it's tough. That's tough, man, when your best players aren't playing. And listen, last night it worked out for the 76ers. A great effort from everybody that – got a chance to play extra minutes with their 3-star players out, but wow, that's a tough one. Hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Larry Bluestein going to get us caught up on the high school football playoffs because we've got those going on as well. Regional finals coming up here, and round 3 of the playoffs. We'll get you caught up on the matchups, a couple of upsets last week, couple of really competitive games, and a really, really good story in Broward County. We'll have all that stuff coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But first, I want to take a second and just tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. I love talking about Baptist Health South Florida. Matter of fact, I've been watching over at Hard Rock, the practice facility. It's going up, and it's getting closer. Few months, folks will be able to go over there and see those great doctors that they have. People ask me all the time, hey, you always talk about these doctors. Where do the pros go? And I go, well, I'm glad you asked. Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all use those great doctors with all that experience at Baptist Health South Florida. That, listen, knee, shoulder, foot, ankle, hand, back, hip, and knee replacement. You're going to be able to see those same doctors who work on high school, college, and especially professional athletes every day. Team sports, individual sports, they all like to go over and see some of the top specialists in the country. It's the top 50 sports medicine program in the country with these great doctors. It's not just a doctor's hospital in Coral Gables. We got a brand new, gorgeous facility right off 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. A lot of those doctors are working up there where you can get great results. We got in-house physical therapists, one go every day. Get you out as quickly as possible playing the sports that you love the most. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Appointment today. All right, welcome back here a day before Thanksgiving. Hope everybody's doing okay. And we got a lot of stuff to get to here as, man, a lot of football. If you like football, doesn't get any better than it does around the Thanksgiving, because not only you have Thanksgiving, got all the rivalry games, then you got your conference championship games. And then, man, the NFL put together one hell of a Thanksgiving, like Thanksgiving Thursday. Some games, especially with the Lions, look, well, they are. They're a lot better offensively. And then see what the Giants are, and they might be getting exposed after the Lions just beat them up. And then the Patriots. I can't get a read on the Patriots. I don't see it offensively. I've said, and I've been right, I haven't been right about very many things, but I wasn't impressed by Mac last year. And I'm not impressed
this year either.
Either, and apparently they're not either, and their fan base hasn't been either. But whatever you want to say about it, they're 6-4. They are 6-4, and they're in the playoffs right now. So you can say whatever you want, the offense, and you look at the numbers. They do have a good running game. They don't get much out of their passing game. Actually, they have a lot in common with the Jets. But here they are. He's got them. He's back. Belichick just won't go away. He's done it again. And they got in last year before getting their butts kicked,
right.
but they got in the playoffs again. And
but this will be a test, because Minnesota obviously needs a little bit of rebound after that last game.
Oh, they got
Minnesota. You want to talk about a team getting exposed and
ugliest
bad.
Loss right. of the season belongs to the Vikings at home. This season has just been crazy with the good stories, the bad stories. We just had two guys that we thought were going to be star running backs, both released by their team. The quarterback situation is just ongoing with guys you think before the year. Oh, same four or five guys going to be the top quarterbacks. You go, no, there's a new sheriff or two in town, and two is one of them. I mean, it's just been
And how about the opposite
so
side
many
of that
great
list?
Stories.
You see who's back for Carolina?
Yeah.
Sam Darnold. Welcome back to the party, pal.
Sam Darnold got named starter. How down are they on Baker Mayfield
now? Baker's career's over. I mean, he's not going to start again for a team.
Well,
outside of injury.
Who wants Baker Mayfield as a backup quarterback is going to be the better
that's
question.
That's it, right.
You know, Cam Newton didn't find a job. Everybody right. used to say Cam's fine as a starter, but he's going to fight that being a second-string quarterback, and Cam Newton doesn't have a home.
Mm-mm.
He never, there's nothing there for him right now. It's going to be an interesting watch, though, to find out what happens. But the games, by the way, are going to be great. The Florida State story, you got to give them credit, 8-3 on the season, and a big favorite against the Gators for Friday. So I can't wait to see some of these games. By the way, speaking of Thanksgiving and everything that comes with it, I got to hear it. Go ahead. I know we do this every year. I'm traditional. I like the turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, dressing. and cranberry sprinkled over the top of everything.
Wow, I do like that. Look at that.
And that's it. But I don't like any of the new things. Like the family makes
stuffing,
rice dishes and all this
green bean casserole, that kind of stuff. That's
well, I will have the green. I'll throw a little green bean casserole in there because there will be one. But I don't like all the other stuff.
Mac and cheese is the most important dish.
They have it, and I won't eat it. Mac and cheese is out on Thanksgiving.
Get out of here. That's the most important dish.
No, it's not.
What do you have, Zach? Zach, you do a, you're doing the cooking?
I do all the cooking in my house for Thanksgiving. I'm
not surprised you do all the cooking. Go ahead.
Well, I took the reins from my mom. I gave grandma years off a couple years back. I'm making a big turkey, green bean casserole, mashed potatoes. I have the yams with the marshmallows on top. I have that.
Grew up with that. Right? Didn't like it.
I don't have mac and cheese. Mac and cheese not even going to be offered at my house for Thanksgiving. You can have mac and cheese any night of the week. You could have it with barbecue. You could have it here. You could have it there. It doesn't matter. I just feel like it's not a Thanksgiving dish.
Well, all the other stuff you're eating is garbage, though. Like, I mean,
what do you mean?
Like green bean casserole? Nobody wants that, bro.
It's
like,
pretty good. It fits in nice.
Nobody wants that.
No, that green bean casserole.
They want pasta covered in cheese.
Oh, you can have it any night of the week.
That green bean. That green bean casserole fits in nicely in the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Stuffing,
but see, I think that the mac and cheese also adds a nice element to the turkey, as the turkey is the driest form of meat you can eat.
You never had a good turkey.
Well, it just happens to be the driest of all the birds.
You just never had a good turkey.
By the way, if you're saying somebody's bird is dry, you're hurting their feelings.
You're not
going
to come to my
house. But in general, turkey is the driest of the birds.
Right. So you just never had a good one.
I'd rather have a duck.
I like the dark meat, too. I like a combo of
My dad goes right to it. He knows exactly where to go. Yeah. I let him carve it still. That's tradition in my house. Dad still carves the turkey.
Well, you got the
I
whole family. You got a little difference. Different situation there. But they got a lot of stuff. And
cranberry salad. You ever have the little cranberry salad
type of
thing?
Interested.
Sounds terrible.
No, it's good. It's with
cranberry salad.
Mandarin oranges, pineapple tidbits. You got the cranberry, and then you get the walnuts in there.
Just not big on that at
my mom's
holiday
old
season.
Recipe, right?
And by the way, I think I grew up with it too.
Right.
A couple of these are going old school stuff that
my house
that
is very old school. We don't do a lot of the new, and then there's a lot of news, and you're right. I've seen a lot of things. I saw this corn.
There'll be mac and
casserole.
Cheese. By the way, there will be macaroni and cheese.
I just don't offer it.
At the in-laws' house.
Yeah, you just won't eat it, right?
I'm not saying
that. Yeah, okay.
You did say it. You did say you wouldn't eat it.
It's the second best
thing. I could
have lied. It has to go with the turkey. You can't have it without mac and cheese.
Did you ever think you go to really nice restaurants and mac and cheese is one of the
major
top things?
Right.
They put lobster in it.
Is that you always say that. I don't think that's a new thing, though.
It is.
The lobster mac and cheese has got to be one of these new things. It has to be.
In the old days,
steakhouses just started serving mac and cheese recently.
No, in the old days, the steak restaurants did not have mac and cheese to go. As part of it, they didn't go, hey, by the way, if you don't feel like a baked potato or potatoes made 200 different ways, why don't you? We recommend our mac and cheese with lobster on top.
Well, it's the best side dish you could have with meat.
In your opinion, can you stop making it sound like it's
I'm good
what's
with that.
The
bro,
word?
It just goes with everything.
The official word.
It just goes
South
with
Florida.
Everything.
Anyway, well, I wanted to get that out of the way so we didn't. And by the way.
But you forgot the most important part of the meal, too, at the end. What's going to be there for desserts? Who's baking?
There's just one.
You baking, Zach?
I'm not baking. I'm bringing in pies from you know where.
Yeah. Bob Roth.
Bob
New
Roth's
River Groves.
Right down the street from my house. Key lime, chocolate cream, and they have like a pecan. I'm going to grab one of those, too. I'll have three different selections of pies.
They have them, but I have a sister-in-law I've been raving about forever, Michelle Civitini, public school teacher, one of the best in the business, up in Parkland, makes these pumpkin pies, and they're fantastic. And she gives her old brother-in-law an extra pie. She puts it away and says, take this home, big boy. That's what she said. Take it home, big boy, and enjoy
it. I like it.
And I do. And, so I like pumpkin pie. I'm just key lime. I've had more key lime pie this year than I've ever had in my life. So a key lime pie is getting a rest, although it will be there.
Right. If you're going to get it, there's only one place to get it.
But, the pumpkin pie is just outstanding. She's good, man.
You can have someone who could bake like that. That's a totally different story.
Yeah,
I don't know about the baking in my house when it comes to those pies, but if you have someone who's baking a good
pie, listen,
that's good.
We're lucky.
You don't really bake a pumpkin pie, right? Don't you just bake the crust and then put the filling in?
I don't know. I've never watched.
Absolutely great question.
Well, I think that's how it would work. No,
but My three, the two sister-in-laws and my wife, the three of them are just fantastic. Just
text her here, by the way. Kendall Toyota text line says mac and cheese is like bacon. It goes with everything.
That's true.
Which is true. Bacon is like a
condiment that goes with any food. Bacon doesn't go to mac and cheese.
Right.
You can't throw that
bacon
in there.
Bits,
you have
right.
bacon for Thanksgiving?
You know the
Wrap
first
your turkey
one?
In it?
Mad Dog was the first one. We were going over his menu for his restaurant. Unbelievable. And by the way, if you haven't been to Ziggy and Mad Dog's down in the Keys, they've got it back to where Jim had it when he took over and wanted the best chefs, the best people, and treated it. He wanted that to be the number one steak restaurant in South Florida. He didn't care. He's got that thing rolling again, but I'll never forget we're sitting there. He used to go over the menu with me on the bus. And he said, hey, got this mac and cheese. I go, oh, Jim, when I was going through and I didn't have any money between marriages and I was completely broke, I used to eat the box of mac and cheese. That was my vision.
A little different.
He goes, no. This, he goes, five different cheeses. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do.
Right.
It was unbelievable and still is on how good that is. Listen, we got to go to break. Somehow food
right. Always
just jumps right over sports, but we do have a lot of sports to get to. Larry Bluestein going to get us caught up on some of the real nice stories here as we get ready for high school football round three. That's going to be popping up. And, again, it's just been a great year. We got three teams here in South Florida in the top 10 in the country. American Heritage Plantation just outside the top 10, and they are all rolling right now. Before we get back to that for 7 o'clock, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. We've got one hot SUV family, Tahoes and Suburbans, got a brand new look, more space added to it to make you and that family just a lot more comfortable no matter where you're going to be going. Wouldn't it be nice to have that taller Suburban this weekend as you're getting ready to travel to Fort Myers or going up to Orlando for family or going down to the Keys for a second home or go down and see some folks down there? Listen, the Traverse, the midsize SUV, is also special. It's got so much space for a midsize SUV. And the smaller SUVs, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Equinox, we liked them so much, we bought a Tahoe and a Trailblazer. We love them, and we think you will too. And Silverado trucks, that's our big seller, man, the Silverado truck. We make so many different style trucks. We've got one that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle, whether it's a full-time working truck, that's how you make a living, to part-time, making a few extra bucks, to one that still needs plenty of room to get the kids around. Silverado makes them all for you. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. These are the best overall products, new and used, we have ever had. And if you're looking for something new or used, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're going to be blown away with our products, man. I know one thing, they've never looked this good. Dade, Broward, and Monroe County, find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.